Welcome today to our interview series with Outstanding Professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting our regular chat sessions with Martin Slofstra, the longtime powerhouse editorial director and writer. Martin, thank you for coming in today to chat and share insights with the audience.
You're welcome, Steve.
Martin, you're just about beginning a sort of like a seven-part series for the CBC on what's wrong with IT, which is sort of a combination opinion expert comment. Can you get into more detail about this?
Yeah, it's just I wanted to sort of capture what's going on in this industry. It seems like a lot of the excitement is gone or things are in a lull, and there's certainly a lot of ongoing issues. But I don't mean to suggest that there's something is actually wrong with IT. It's more of a rhetorical question, and I'm just looking at some of the things that are causing IT to not possibly be accepted as much as it should. We all understand that IT is a fundamental part of business strategy and our everyday lives as well. But it seems to have hit a wall a little bit. So the whole point of the series is to look at some of the reasons why that is happening. And I'm going to turn it into a seven-part series, and I hope to explore the different aspects of that.
Can you sort of outline some of the topic areas in the seven-part series, like a specific heading?
Yeah, I think there's obviously there's several components to it, and I think a lot of it is the fallout from the dot-com bubble burst and the investment climate out there, and a lot of vendors are having struggles, and they're trying to, they're not getting the revenues they used to. So there's certainly that aspect of it. I think all even more interesting is the whole issue of skills shortages and skills. At the same time, you have a number of veteran IT professionals who are having trouble finding full-time employment and finding their skills may become obsolete. So, and it's really an odd situation for a lot of these people. There's certainly a lot of need shortages of basic skills at the entry level, but then there's also a lot of veteran IT people who have been working at the vice president director level who can't seem to find work. And with all the downsizing that's going on out there as well, corporations sometimes don't have places for these people. So I'm going to be talking to a lot of IT professionals about that issue. And thirdly, I think almost also very important is there's not a understanding at the executive suite of the role of IT. I think everybody these days think that IT is just becoming a commodity. And I always felt that there was a competitive or strategic aspect to IT that I don't think executives understand. So everybody inside the industry knows how important IT is, but I think there's going to be a real challenge to explain the role of IT to an outside audience. And I mean by outside audience, I would mean senior business executives and also people in general, just the general public, trying to get them to fully appreciate the importance of IT.
Well, that's interesting on that sort of business alignment side. In fact, I just did a tour earlier this year, I guess about 10 cities, just specifically talking about that, how IT can support business strategy, performance, and so forth. And really, it's embedded everywhere, and it has to be included within all of the planning and all of the discussions that go on, so because it's so critical to the success of any kind of business. So that would be very, very appropriate kind of topic, and I think it would draw a lot of interest.
Yeah, and this has been a persistent problem. It's been with us for 10, 50, maybe even 20 years. And now I hope to get at the roots of why that is. And a lot of people are looking at the CIO. Has the CIO done a good job explaining technology or building the bridge to the executive suite or making the links between the IT department and the business unit? As we all know, the CIO has a very tough job, but and they have been trying, but at the same time, there is a feeling out there that IT still is not understood and that it is extremely technical. Maybe people are a little bit intimidated by it even today. But, yeah, I think there's we can maybe, or through this series of articles, I'd like to be able to explain why IT should have a higher profile than it does.
So what would sort of be the format of the series?
We have not talked about building in feedback for readers. I know I'm also doing another series on Diary of a Job for the Globe and Mail, and it just talks about the issues I'm going through in looking for a job and contemplating a career switch. And I have found an incredible reaction to that. I'm getting four or five letters a day from people who are in a similar situation. And I think, you know, if you pick a good topic that's somewhat provocative and even controversial, I think people will be ready to respond. And I should note also that I've had some really good discussions with some very seasoned IT professionals who have been at this job for 20 or more years. And they've got a lot of interesting things to say about the frustrations of being in the profession. They still love what they do, but they're having trouble. You know, it's such a tough job, and they've worked hard all these years, and then they may be downsized. They were in a corporate environment, they got downsized, and they don't know what to do next. And as we all know, it's so difficult to keep your skills up to date in the IT profession, probably more than any other profession. So I think there are an incredible number of human resource issues around IT that should be explored. It's not just about the technology, it's also about the professional issues, and there are many, many of those. And I really think I don't see a lot of that coverage in the media in Canada. And I think that what I would like to see is a dialogue, really, bringing up these issues and then getting people to talk about it and talk about it honestly.
Well, Martin, I'm really looking forward to this series, and I thank you for coming in today to share your insights and experiences with us.
That's great, Stephen. Yeah, I always enjoyed this opportunity, and I look forward to talking to you next time.